In a world where roughly 95 to 99% of dishes in American homes are machine-made, Abigail, with Taste and See Ceramics, is putting the clay back in the potter's hands. Hand-thrown and hand-glazed during nap time and bedtime, each mug is made with care and purpose. Inspired by the Proverbs 31 woman, Abigail has set a goal to sell 3,000 mugs in 2026. Support their family business at tasteandseeceramics.com or find them on Instagram and Facebook. Use code 3000 for 10% off your order and to be added to the list of people who make this dream a reality. Welcome to the Fruitful and Fearless podcast, where we're serving up gospel-fueled courage to the Christian woman to remain faithful in her calling. Hello and welcome to the Fruitful and Fearless podcast. I am Jordan Sparks. Kate and Becky and I are back at Academy, back in our Friday groove of recording. And we almost just started talking about what we were going to be recording about today. And I was like, wait, we got to record. So we are actually going to be talking about goals for 2026. We're going to jump right in because we were doing some rage cleaning and didn't get started as early as we normally do. So we're going to jump right into podcasting because we only have about 30 minutes to go.
I'm not sure we should... We probably shouldn't call it rage thing.
Oh, no, I wasn't angry. Rage. No, it was just like speed cleaning.
Speed cleaning.
Speed intensity cleaning.
To the point where I opened a window.
Yeah, you're sweat. You open it back up. Is it warm in here, DM? Okay. I came in, I recorded, I was like, why is a window open? Becky was like, oh, it was me.
Becky was organizing.
Yeah. But it looks way better in here.
Thanks. Yeah. I still want to get like containers and labels and things, yeah. But it's not my stuff.
I know. So. We're going to do that.
Yeah.
It's just baby steps.
Yeah.
So we're going to talk about goals for 2026 today. And if you have the Keeping Home Planner, in the beginning of that, there is six categories that Becky laid out in there. Spiritual growth, health, home, relational, school, and other. So we're going to kind of walk through those and talk about what we have for our goals. So do you want to do it like categories?
Yeah.
Cool. Okay. All right. So let's start with spiritual growth.
Also, quick plug, the Keeping Home Planner this year will not be going out of stock because we're going through a different company this year where it's a direct print and ship. And so we order directly from a company who will print it and ship it to your house for you. So if you have not gotten that, we're not ordering in batches anymore. It's just you order on the Fruitful and Fearless website and we will print and ship it to your house.
Yeah.
So exciting. If you haven't gotten it and you want it, you still have plenty of time.
Go ahead. Go to fruitfulandfearless.com.
Mm-hmm.
So spiritual growth. What do you guys got? What's your goals with spiritual growth this year?
I want to read the Bible through in a year. Every year about June, for some reason, I get like 30 days behind and then I get really discouraged and then I end up doing other things instead of following the plan that I picked, mm-hmm. and which isn't terrible.
I
like,
stopped
you're
that.
Still in the Word. So. However, I want really badly to stick to my plan. Mm-hmm. And so I got the Bible. We've talked about it before, but the Bible that lines it all out for you.
Not
has
the
been
actual
so
physical
sustainable.
Copy.
I've been keeping up with it since June, so I started in the middle of the year. And I feel like for me, that's been the best option, I guess, because if I get on my phone, I get distracted. And if I have a physical plan, I'm flipping back and forth, and I find myself being like, okay, when I get to the end of this part of the Old Testament, I have to go do dishes real quick, or what, I don't know. If it's not all lined out to me, I just haven't had the discipline every single day to like get through all of it. And some of the plans have been longer, and I'll think I'll come back and do the last 15 minutes in 2 hours. Well, then sometimes the 2 hours don't come. Mm-hmm. And then I get frustrated because I'm 3 days behind, and then I try to cram it all in, and then I get frustrated about that. So I found that I just need to find something that works for me.
The most beneficial mind hack on Bible reading plans that I heard was from Rachel Jank, and it's based Jankovic, sorry. I call her Rachel Jank in my own life, even though I don't know her. And that was, if you get off on your plan, don't try to catch up.
Yeah.
Just jump in on the day that you're back at.
Somebody said that the other day at small group, and I was like, you know what? That's
revolutionary.
Yeah. Yes.
Revolutionary. Mm-hmm. Because then you never feel like, crap, I'm behind.
Right.
And I have to read for about an hour and a half today to catch up, and I don't have that. So I just give up.
Yeah.
So, if you
are planning to continue on throughout your life reading the Bible from now till I die, then you'll eventually get back to that. And hopefully next year you won't get behind on that exact same day. So chances are you won't. But Jared was talking to the kids the other night in family worship about the Bible. He's like, what's different about the Bible versus other books? You know, like how we feel our relationship towards the Bible versus our relationship to other books. And just talking to them about we're never done reading the Bible. We don't just finish it and then put it on the shelf like we do when we read Harry Potter or something. It's we're going to continually be reading this from now till when we die and knowing that God is working through it in our life. And that is just so helpful to know that you're not behind. You start back on that day. And I this is my second year with that 1 year Bible physical copy. And I like that too, because I like not have to print something off. I like to not have to keep up with, you know, whatever it is, the secondary piece of thing that I need to go along with the Bible. It's just nice to have it all right there. But Jared, many years, read his Bible. And basically, if you like read a couple chapters in the Old Testament, a couple chapters in the New Testament, you're going to get through it. Or I think it's 2 in 1. Then you'll get through it. And he just did that forever. So you really don't have to have that either. You can just be reading through and you'll get through it.
My other one was we were really consistent last year, or a lot more consistent with family worship, because Ben got a job where he wasn't gone or didn't have to go to bed super early. And so that was super, really, really nice. And I feel like that family worship impacted a lot of how our days went. And it just changed a lot of things in our family for the better, just having that consistent time. And Ben got a job now where he travels several weeks out of the month. And so trying to figure that out in terms of, because I want to keep doing it at home, but I don't have him to do it. So we've been FaceTiming and trying to incorporate family time. It's a little bit clunky because, you know, he's not physically with us all the time, but just trying to figure that out and practically how we can still make that work, even when he's 12 hours away in another state.
One of mine is having a consistent quiet time, whatever, you know, Bible reading time, being the same kind of every day if I can, and just being consistent with that. I've read the Bible through, I don't remember how many years now, but I'm thankful that God has helped me to be able to do that. But it's not always consistent. Like sometimes it's like real consistent for a while and then it's like choppy and I'm like trying to fit it at random times. Well, one thing that we've been doing since the beginning of the year is whenever I'm schooling my older two boys, we're all doing a quiet time together. So it's like kind of scheduled into our homeschool time. And it also is I'm being that kind of quiet time crutch for them. They were like, I'm scheduling it for them until they're old enough to hopefully take that off on their own. But that's been good because they were like really before bed, but sometimes they fall asleep and, you know, just, you know, they're little. But they can read now. So just having that as part of our school days, we start and it's really peaceful and wonderful. We sit down like, okay, grab your Bibles. And we have some time where we're just reading our Bibles and then we talk about what we read. And
it's really sweet.
It has been. It's been sweet. And so it's been a good little trick for me to get it in to make sure I'm getting it. And some days I read before they're up, if my morning allows that. But if not, then it's been nice to do it together.
My goals for spiritual growth this year are to read through the Bible with Brandon. So sometimes we've done different plans, or like sometimes we've done like the church Bible reading plan, but we haven't been intentional about having conversations about it. It's just like, are you doing your reading? Cool. You doing yours? Yep, cool. And then we just, you know, go about our days. And so this year, actually, at the beginning of the year, we all went on a New Year's Day hike, which, weather permitting in future years, I would love to do. It was such a sweet, sweet time. We hiked for like, I don't know, 2.5 hours, something like that. And so he and I had a lot of time as we were walking through the woods to talk about all of our goals for the year and help think through like action plans and all that kind of stuff. So that was fun. Well, fun for me because I'm nerdy like that. He was very kind and patient with me as I'm rambling about all the things, but we agreed that we want to read the Bible through together and have more conversations about it. And so we're actually doing that same plan, Kate, but ours started January 3rd. So he and I are in our own little Bible reading group on the Bible app. And then we can like keep tabs on each other that way, but I like reading in a physical copy. So I'll read in my physical copy and then just check it off so he can see where I'm at, you know. So if I'm behind him, he's like, hey, what'd you do it? You know? And then we have, this last year was just, it was a very hard year for our family. And there were a lot of times where Brandon is always good when we are in a crisis moment to call us to prayer together. So, and just before any medical event or anything like that. And so when I was pregnant this last year, before every OB appointment, we would, he's like, okay, we're going to stop and pray, you know? And then before my DNC and things like that, he's like, we're going to pray together, you know? So we're good at praying like that together because he leads very well in that regard. And then we pray at family worship, you know? But one thing I told him is I want to pray more with him, like just him and I sit down, have a time of day, like after we tuck the kids in is what we agreed on. But after the day's kind of settled, you know, have a time where it's just him and I sitting down and praying together about whatever's on our hearts or whatever the kids have going on or things like that. Because while we do pray for our children in front of our children, there are certain prayers you pray for your children that you kind of keep private between you and the Lord or you and your husband, you know. And so, because that, you know, you don't want to expose all of your children's deepest sins in front of the entire family at family worship, you know. And so, or just things that we are praying for privately as a couple that the kids are too little for to know about. And so that's something that he and I want to be very consistent with this week. Well, hopefully this week, but you know, this year, that's something we want to be really consistent with. So
cool. All right, health.
I gotta work out.
The last 2 years, we've revamped our diet quite a bit, like got rid of seed oils for the most part. We've pretty much gone gluten-free because all three of our bodies do way better being off gluten, or at least being off enriched flour, I should say. Still exploring that a little bit. But the last key is working out after. I'm 4 months postpartum, and I need to figure out what works. And we do a lot of walking, but that only is doing so much. And I really need my core to not forsake me if I get pregnant again. So we got to work on that. But that's it for me.
Yeah. My goal is 5 days a week working out, which I've already failed about that. So I'm just going to take the Bible reading plan challenge approach and just jump right in, not worry about it. But I don't know. I've been having mixed feelings. She brought coffee, but I don't have a cup. Oh, she's so sweet. But I have been having mixed feelings because how long did we go with working out? And I was like, very consistent.
Couple months. Yeah.
A month or two.
Yeah.
Where I was like very, very consistent working out almost every day. And I kind of didn't like how I felt, you know, like I didn't really feel great doing that. So I'm just kind of trying to figure out, is that the best way that my body lives life? Yeah. And I kind of feel better not doing that, but I want to be active still. And so our family, we walk a lot. We go on a lot of walks, but I want to make sure I'm like strong. And, one thing Jared said was we're just going to, before school starts, everybody's doing 50 pushups, 50 setups. So like, before school, I'm definitely getting in on that. But I got new weights for Christmas and I've been enjoying using those. And I may just not follow a plan, but maybe just kind of do what feels good for my body and then just continue being active. So I don't know. I'm still thinking through that because I've been feeling very much like not hopping on the plan that I was doing.
Right.
But I don't know. I don't know what I want to do. So I'm thinking it through.
I have an idea for you.
Oh, give me it.
You do really well when you walk.
I love walking.
So maybe making a goal of walking each day and then doing mobility training.
Yeah.
Because, you know, as we age, not the old, but mobility training is super
good. Yeah.
And so if you're already getting some strength training in, your walking is good for, like all sorts of things, obviously. But mobility would be the only key missing out of that. Mm-hmm. Out of that patchwork for you. Mm-hmm. So I don't know.
Yeah,
just a thought.
Maybe.
I just have all the excuses. We need to not take up time with this, but I don't really love watching a video on my phone or TV. Yeah. Like I just want to naturally be working out, but that doesn't always work out. I just don't do it.
That's so funny.
Go ahead with yours.
So mine, this last year, I became more consistent with health stuff. And after being really sick a couple years ago with endometriosis, I kind of like was like, I'm never going to feel that way again, which obviously I don't have control over, but was able to lose 37 pounds last year just by working out consistently and being really careful with eating. I also went gluten-free last year, which has helped tremendously with endometriosis. It took probably 3 months to actually feel any kind of difference. Mm-hmm. And then now that I'm almost a full year into it, I feel way better. But I still have about 10 more pounds that I would like to lose, ideally. And so that's one of my goals. I want to continue staying consistent in diet and exercise because I have found what works really well for my body and what I like to do. I like the Nourish, Move, Love workouts. That does work well for me. And I like having the plans. I like checking things off. I know you guys are surprised. So I actually went ahead and bulk prepped for the year. So I printed off, it's just because of who I am, I printed off every workout plan that I have planned to do this year and just went ahead and put it in my home management binder. And then every day I just go and I just check it off. So I just, today I'm finishing my first plan for the year and then I'll just flip over and then I already have the next one because I have a problem when there's a gap in my plans because then I fumble. I'm like, I don't know, what do I want to do next? And I get, you know, decision freezing and, you know, all of that. And so I like just being able to know, okay, this is my next one and this is my next one. So I started off with their 2 week plans and then I'll move into their 4 week plans. And then she has some 12 week that I'll bust out the year with, which we'll see how that works because who knows what's going to happen this year. So, you know, and then one goal that Brandon and I have is for us to spend 1,000 hours outside with the kids. And so whether that be camping, hiking, going for walks, all those kinds of things, 1,000 hours is really ambitious. But he's like, if we go on, or I figured this out, if we go on 5 camping trips that are 2 days each throughout the summer or throughout the year, then we only have to get 2 hours outside outside every day because, you know, you have 5 48-hour trips. Will we get to those? I don't know. But
how many do you have so far? How many hours?
I think we're at like 5. Mm-hmm. So
5 hours. Awesome.
Yeah. At like as a family, like the kids have spent.
Does that not count? But not all together?
We haven't really decided. At first,
we were like the logistics of
this. We're going to do this as a family. And then now we're like, but, you know, Brandon works.
Right.
And we have things going on. So, and we're losing daylight and, you know. Although we're getting more.
I was going to say, we're actually gaining
We're gaining daylight, but it's still getting rather cold. And we have a kid that has Raynaud's and gets very cold very easily. So,
yeah.
But those are our health goals. They're mine.
All right. How about home goals?
I am working on organizing and purging all of our junk. I am so overwhelmed.
I'm deep.
I am deep. I got rid of 3 garbage bags the other day full of stuff, including some toys Audrey, like, totally forgot she had. Mm-hmm. And I planned on, she's forgetting about them forever because they're gone now.
Yeah.
I like, things that we would come home from the thrift store with.
Yes.
And they've been deep, deep in, you know, somebody's box somewhere. And I'm like, she hasn't asked for it in 6 months. Yeah. It's leaving our house.
That's how we treat toys, you know? Is very disposable. That we get yard sales, thrift store. It is enjoyment. And then we're done.
And unless it's something that it's like one of those things I've invested in and we're keeping for all the children and maybe grandchildren, it's, you know, it can find another home. So anyway, and I have, which this will kind of like a hint for future podcasts, like talking about coming home after you've worked full time. I am still, it's taken me two years to really get any kind of groove with anything and also figuring out what I like in our home, what I don't like in our home, systems, rhythms, all that, cleaning, schedule, how I like to organize, and figuring out that I don't want to manage our stuff in totes. I don't want all of our stuff in totes and rotating stuff all the time. So just making it, which I do rotate toys, but you know, I don't want to be rotating a million totes outside.
Right.
If every tote's $20, well, is everything in there worth $1 million? Is it worth storing in a $20 tote?
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
So just thinking that through, just a lot of like home management things that I feel like I'm really keying in on for this year.
Mm-hmm. One thing that I had a realization about last year, I think, was if I have too much stuff for the space that I have too much stuff.
Yeah.
And it's like if all of my towels, my dish towels are busting out of the drawer and I'm having to shove them down to push the drawer in, I have too many dish towels.
Yep.
This is not okay.
Yeah.
So just having the right amount of things for the space that you have and being content with the space you have and then moving on.
Yes.
Like, clean it up.
Yes. A tip in that regard is to keep your drawers or whatever container you have at 75% capacity. If you have it at 100%, you have too much stuff and you need to clear it out.
And it's just a matter of days before it all gets rummaged like this.
Right. Yes. Right. So, and so they're gonna get fluffed up as you go. And so keeping it at, aim for 75% or lower in your drawers. And it really will reduce your mental load. It will reduce your overwhelm and your overstimulation, because I feel like every mom gets overstimulated. I think there's different things that overstimulate you.
Yeah.
You know, like Kate can handle some things in her house that I would be like, ah! You know,
things are coming to mind.
Meaning, like the massive bar dream house.
I know.
And a roller coaster.
No. Anyway.
But so everybody has that threshold, but 75% or below will get you at a pretty even keel. So.
Yeah. With kid drawers, especially.
Mm-hmm.
Kid drawers. So what we do with kids' clothes, I just cleaned out Pravi's closet and got rid of so much. I gave Brianna 2 trash bags full this week. But with kids' stuff, they have their closet, but then I also have one dresser that just has like a few outfits in it that I keep current that they can get their stuff out of easily. So like Pravi has a drawer, Ransom has a drawer, Bella has a drawer all upstairs, and that they can, like, when they're taking a shower, they can easily go and just like grab an outfit out of there that's just daily clothes, not church clothes or academy clothes and stuff. Mm-hmm. But it's just like everyday, simple, and there's just a few things in it, and it's like what's on their everyday rotation. Mm-hmm. And then their closets are more kept with like all their other things.
Yeah.
But that works good. I am also on a big purging spree. I think that's my excuse of why I'm not working out is because I'm purging so hard.
Just purge really quickly and work up a sweat like I did.
Speed exercise purging. But I'm using my nap times and my early morning times to be going through closets and stuff right now. So, but it's feeling so wonderful. And I told Jared yesterday, I was talking to him about, because it was desk stuff, paperwork stuff yesterday on the Simplicity Challenge. And so I was telling him about that we should do his desk. And he's like, I love this. Are we just going to keep doing this every month? And I was like, it's really not a bad idea. Like, it's not a bad idea to just take a look at one thing every day a month just to keep it all in order. But I've been getting rid of lots of stuff, getting a lot of things in order. I want to either paint our bathroom or figure out what that paint color was so I can fix an area. Fixed some drywall in an area, and then I thought I had the paint color and touched it up, and it was not the paint color, and I don't have the color, and it's just like driving me insane because I have nothing to bring in for them to scan.
Right.
So I just keep taking pictures of it and asking ChatGPT, what do you think this is? So I'm either going to repaint our bathroom, or my dad recommended taking the light switch cover off and like razor blading a little piece of the drywall off to bring in to scan.
Oh, yes.
Or, so I might try that. So that's a random goal that I have for my own right now that I'm wanting to get done. But just like some overall goals is I want things to feel more peaceful, joyful, orderly, and more teamwork. Mm-hmm. And one way that I'm doing that is through a new chore system that Becky gave me some printouts for, and just assigning more work. So in the mornings, like breaking all of our housework down into smaller tasks that kids can handle. And we all have a few things to do in the morning. We have a few things to do in the evening. We have like overall weekly things that we're doing. But just things that have bothered me for years and made me feel overwhelmed.
Right.
Now a kid can be assigned. And it's like, oh, this is very simple for a kid to go outside and pick up all the toys every evening.
Yeah.
Pick up the toys every evening before supper. And that just really has taken the mental load off of just this. With motherhood, for me, I can feel alone in all the tasks at times of like, I have so many things to do around here. When really, it's all of our home. We all have so many things to do around here. And it's being a good manager to be able to delegate all those things to people so that we can all work together. Mm-hmm. And even if it's just small tasks like picking up the outside toys and putting them in the basket, it just helps me mentally to know that it's not just me doing it. Mm-hmm. Sorry, a frog in my throat. I'm not crying. Not today. So yeah, that's a big one for me.
One phrase that we tell the kids all the time is, we live here, we help here. Anytime we get some fussiness or pushback of, I don't want to do my chores, we live here, we help here. Mm-hmm. That's just something we want them to grow up hearing all the time is, wherever you are living, whether you're a roommate or a husband or a wife, like just as a child growing up in our home, if you live here, you're going to help here. You're not a consumer. You are participating in active ways, you know. So some of our goals are just very like bullet points of like, these are things that we have wanted for a while that we are going to work towards, and some of them kind of blend in with financially. But my husband is 6'3", and the poor man has been sleeping on a queen size bed for 10 years. We'll have been married 10 years this year. He's been sleeping on a queen size bed, and he needs a bigger bed, but our room is small, but we now have it rearranged, and he had it all mapped out. He was like, look, if we do this, you know, we can. But of course, now you have to pick new bedding, and you have to get a frame, and you have to get a mattress, and, you know, so that's something that we're saving up for and working towards this year is getting my very sweet, tall husband a king-size bed. And he's like, I don't care what comforter. Like, he doesn't want flowers, obviously, which I'm not a huge floral print on home decor kind of thing person, but when it comes to things like that, but
I need to pick like the comforter and all that kind of stuff that goes with it. So that's one thing we want to work towards. We've been without a dishwasher now for over a year. And so we want to work towards getting a dishwasher and having that in. And
did
then,
you ever call the ding and dent guy that I have?
No. Well, we did. Okay. We did a while ago, okay. But we weren't at a point where we're like, yeah, this is going to be a smart choice to make for us. So we will call him when he did find a ding and dent at Menards, but I was like, we have a couple other goals to meet first.
I have a guy in Carterville who is a ding and dent guy, and he has all appliances and they're just ding and dent. I know it's like the black market for appliances, but you pay cash and get a ding and dent.
And sometimes you can get him, like he found a dented one at Menards, mm-hmm. and they're like, this is how much it would be because there's a dent in it. He's like, well, it's going to get dented.
I don't care.
You know, somebody's going to run into it with a fountain truck. We know that's going to happen. So those are our home goals.
For relational, I put bonding with Ben. So I feel like we did really a job with that. And then we had our first kid and it just got a lot harder I had a lot of postpartum anxiety leaving Audrey, and we both were working full time. And then after I came home, he got a different job with a horrible schedule. And we've probably had like 3 date nights since we became parents 3.5 years ago.
Yeah.
Which I'm not owed, we're not owed date nights. It's not a big deal. We can figure out ways to do it. Like, we hang out after Audrey goes to bed. But for a long time, we didn't even do that. And so there's just been a lot of, two shifts passing in the night kind of thing for a really long time. And so one of the things we want to focus on is just intentionally spending time together. And if it means the kids go to bed earlier, then they go to bed earlier.
Yeah.
You know, or whatever. We ask a grandma to come hang out for 1 day a month or something, and or for an hour so we can go get dinner or something like that. So, yeah.
Jared and I went on our anniversary trip last year, and it was our first time without kids on a trip in, 11 years since Ransom had been born. And it was so amazing just to be like, oh my gosh, I like you so much. Yeah. And just to feel all those feelings again of you're just so fun and cute, and it's just all the things. So I definitely recommend make the time, because I will remember that trip for the rest of my life. It was just the most romantic, amazing time ever. But we're like that too. When we're together and spending time where we're actually spending time with each other, it's blissful, amazing.
Right.
But it's just so rare to get that when you have little kids, because the one time a week that I have childcare, I'm working. So then you've already used up your childcare. We should get a day night rotation.
We should.
Why have we not thought of this?
Me too. Really?
Yeah. Okay. We'll talk about that later. But anyways, my relational I was thinking more friendship stuff, but just having a close circle that's small and genuine, that I'm willing to be vulnerable and honest. And again, I'm not crying. I have a frog in my throat that won't go away. But just being able to be very real with a small, safe group, and intentionally putting more time into that, because I can very much just keep going with all my duties that I have to do and all my responsibilities and not make time to invest in those relationships. Mm-hmm. And so I want to do a little better about that this year. I'm not a planner. I have some friends that are like, let's get breakfast. Although I did plan one thing for a couple friends. And I was proud of myself, but I'm not a planner. I'm not the one that texts and is like, let's go get coffee.
Yeah.
But I'm going to try to do that better. My friend Myra is amazing about it. She always plans stuff. Like, how?
I'm not good at planning things like that.
Yeah.
I'm good at planning things within my home. I'm good at making plans. But when it comes to making plans with somebody else, I don't know. There's probably something weird in my brain about it, but I'm always afraid I'm going to be a burden or be in the way.
Yeah. Or they don't want to do that.
Maybe they don't actually like me that much that they want to get coffee.
I'm bothering them.
Maybe they have other things to do. They don't need to hang out.
Do need to hang out.
I feel like I have an opposite mentality where I want to bother people.
Good.
Seriously.
Bother me harder.
Haven't we talked about this though? When there's a new person at church, I joke and I'm like, I gotta go bother them.
Mm-hmm.
invite them to do something with me. And then sometimes it doesn't happen, and sometimes I'm probably a total weirdo, but I'm I want to invite myself to bother people.
I want people to bother me. And I'm the type of person that any close friend that I have had to weasel their way in. weasel your way into my life. Bug me harder until we're best friends.
Slowly, we've just been weaseling into our friendship.
Weasel in harder. But yeah, so anyways.
My relational goals this year are in regards to our kids. So Brandon and I both grew up in angry households, and it was just how things were. And that's something that we want to change in our parenting legacy for our children. And so this last year, he made some sweeping declarations that were very healing and for our house. Well, a sweeping declaration. He's like, no more yelling. No banner ever. We're not yelling. And that's not to say that we have been perfect at it. In fact, I have had a harder time with that than he has. But granted, I'm also at home more than he, you know.
More opportunities to fail.
More opportunities. But so one thing that we both want to continue to work towards this year is parenting with patience and uprooting anger in our home. Because even if our voices aren't being raised, there's still a lot of like under the surface anger that just kind of tills up as soon as something happens. And so that's something that we really want to work hard at, is just uprooting that.
Yeah. I said no harsh tones this year for the Sparks family. No harsh tones. We're all bad at tones. We can have angry, mean tones or you're an idiot tones. And then people are like, why are you being so mean? You're like, what? All I said was this.
Yeah.
You said it like I was an idiot.
Yeah.
And so we got to be real careful about tones and just learning, like, it's not always what you're saying, but your face. Your face, your judgy face when you say it.
I just printed off the gentleness challenge.
I thought about that.
It's $10 and I just printed it off because that's one thing. I have to be more patient. Like, I'm good. And then all of a sudden, I'm not good.
Same.
And instead of dealing with it in little tiny increments, I just wait. And then I'm really frustrated. And so I was convicted about that too. Like, I feel like I'm doing good. And then all of a sudden I'm not doing good.
Yeah.
And I don't like that because I don't want, you know, my toddler to have to tiptoe around and be like, when is mommy going to, you know,
explode.
So anyway.
Yeah. Okay. School.
I got to pick a pre-K curriculum or something. Don't have any plans for that. I put 1,000 hours outside under school, but it also goes under health. But I've been bundling everybody up and we go outside because it's good for us. Mm-hmm. And then I want to start picking read along books. So we read a ton, but Audrey's almost 4. And so, and her attention span's a little better this year, you know. So I want to pick some books that are a tad bit longer that maybe we can stretch out over a couple days and come back to in the evening.
Or just chapter books.
Taking suggestions for books. Yeah.
Have you discovered Read Aloud Revival yet?
I've heard of it.
She has a ton of book lists on her website that are fantastic. I actually use a lot of her book lists to plan story time hour for Academy. But she has a ton of book lists. So anytime I'm trying to think of things, I go to her. And then there's a girl I follow on Instagram called Remedy Storytime. And she's a Christian. She has fantastic. Her name is Kate, actually. She is very sweet. And she has a ton of really solid book recommendations for the kids for Christmas. I bought books that she had recommended and have zero regrets.
Awesome.
So, and she has a good blend of like suggesting good kids books, but that are just good in general. And then some that are good for like biblical training, discipleship, things like that. So
Ambleside Online also has a lot.
Okay.
But I would recommend starting chapter books that maybe have some pictures in them too, and just buy her a pretty bookmark and teach her this is how we read a continuous book and taking a break. That's so fun.
That's so Mouse.
Fun.
She would love Sophie Mouse. Sorry, that just popped in my head.
And a girl, we're reading Sophie Mouse right now. But probably like is wondering where the dragons are.
Oh, yeah. See, Jim reads those to take a break from the dragon.
Yeah.
That's good. That's good.
School. Okay. A more peaceful pace. Because we are like, we go real hard and real fast and get done really quickly, which is wonderful. And we have the rest of our day. But sometimes it's like hair blown back, you know, and we need to have a little bit more peaceful of a pace some days. And just I want to work on everybody, including me, working willingly and heartily. And like, this is a good thing for us to be doing. Let's work willingly and work hard and get it done in a cheerful way. So those are just my school goals.
For me, we have actually found a really good groove with school this year. I know what I want to do for June in the fall for kindergarten, which I can't wrap my mind around that. There's no way. But I feel very settled in the curriculums that I know are going to work well for our family. And I think that she's going to do really well with. But I wanted to set some reading goals. Last year, I read 28 books, which really drove me nuts because it wasn't a perfect 10.
Oh my gosh.
I tried really hard to finish 2 books that I had like halfway read before the end of the year.
And I want the number to be 30.
I kept falling asleep. So this year, I'm going to read 30 books.
I hope it's 31.
I will stop reading.
It's not can't over. Read anymore.
I won't read anymore. But I want to read. I should change that to at least 30 books. Mm-hmm. I should change that. And then for the kids, we did a lot of picture book read alouds and things like that. But I want to get through more chapter books with them because Dak is really enjoying those longer stories.
Yes.
And I want to increase June's attention span too. So 15 chapter books for the kids and then at least 30 books for me. So those are my school goals.
We're reading out loud the illustrated Harry Potter books. Oh, so that's very fun because it's the full Harry Potter books, but they're illustrated.
Yeah.
And my big three all are sitting through those and we read. We've started, for a while there, we would watch like a family movie a couple nights a week or something. And we really scaled back to where basically the kids only watch football whenever it's a football game. And that's basically the only TV we're watching right now. But it has really made us be reading a ton. So we spend at least an hour or more in the evenings reading out loud. And it's just so fun. And you get through so much of your books. So we're busting through those and they're really, we're really enjoying them. Everyone has mixed feelings about Harry Potter. I don't like witchcraft just to put it out there. I'm anti-witchcraft, but I'm hoping that we're making a distinction there. Mm-hmm. And then I also, this is kind of my other goal, but maybe it kind of goes a little bit in school too, enjoying what we have. And so reading books that we have, and when we do watch family movies, watching movies that we have, like we have such a collection of good books and movies and good things. And just a part of thinning things out is enjoying what you do have really well, I think. So
speaking of that, we're working on enjoying our mortgage this year. Not that we're big spenders, but we're working on paying off debt, which is our mortgage. Mm-hmm. And we don't expect to pay it off this year by any means. But I told Ben, I was like, I love putting in the numbers, like making extra payments and watching it tell you when you're going to pay it off and stuff.
Oh, yeah.
So that's a big one. And then Becky and I and two other friends got a booth at an antique store. And it's not really like a goal to like sell a certain amount, but just have fun with it and just enjoy it.
Yeah.
Is one of my others.
Where's it at again?
It's at Cricket and Red Brick in Carterville. It's across Arabesque.
Yes.
Yeah.
Cute.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's fun.
The only other goals I have, which I won't share in detail, but we have some financial goals, paying off some debt, things like that. So we've been real big into Dave Ramsey for like 2 years now. Mm. And so we've just been, overhauling things and getting things in order. And so we are down to like a couple last steps before we're like, yes, we've made it, So we have some goals for that this year too. One thing I will say about the planner too is, if you have these goals pages, the goals pages are reviewed at the beginning of every month. Mm-hmm. So it's not just something that you do at the beginning of the month or at the beginning of the year. It's something that at the beginning of each month, you can look back to these goals and say,
see how
am I doing?
And if you did have a debt or mortgage goal, you could break that down monthly.
Yes. Oh, yeah.
And revisit that.
And Becky has budget pages on Fruitful and Fearless.
Yeah.
Which is really nice.
Yeah. And also, if you are a Dave Ramsey fan, his daughter, Rachel, is that her name? She has a kid's book about contentment that we got for Christmas this year, and it's fantastic. A fantastic kid's book about contentment. In line with David Ramsey. David. David Ramsey! For his more formal friends. And the contentment line is that book. So anyways, we got through the goals just in time. Gotta go teach your classes.
Yay.
So thank you for listening.